Calling Farmers, a five-minute look at activities and developments in the agriculture sector.
Solar-powered irrigation system to be installed at the Modimusk Sugar Estate in Clarendon. Stay with us to find out more and later, or Jamaican saying of the day. I'm Andrew James Sawyers. Good morning and thanks for joining us. You're listening to Calling Farmers.
The Scientific Research Council is bringing reliable, accurate, and efficient analytical testing services to you. Investors, manufacturers, and service operators, protect yourself and consumers by ensuring that your product and environments are safe and secure. Come to us to test your food, cosmetics, potable and recreational water, environmental air quality, trade effluent, and to conduct shelf life studies for products. The SRC conducts on-site sampling, or you can submit your samples to our offices at Hope Gardens Complex, Kingston 6. The Analytical Services Department Laboratory is certified locally and internationally, and is accredited ISO 17025. For more information, visit our office or send an email to prinfo@src-jamaica.org or call us at 927-1771-4. The Scientific Research Council, making science, technology, and innovation work for you.
The Monymusk Sugar Factory in Clarendon is set to benefit from a solar-powered irrigation system following a Memorandum of Understanding MOU signed between the Sugar Company of Jamaica SCJ Holdings and BMR Energy. The solar project is expected to reduce energy costs, increase production, and attract more investors.
It is the first solar system that will facilitate irrigation. This installation is going to provide approximately 50% of our requirement for irrigation. It is hoped that once this succeeds, then we will extend it beyond 5% so that we will have 100% to underwrite the high cost of electricity to keep our irrigation system running.
The initiative also aims to increase the acreage under cultivation from approximately 3,000 hectares to about 7,500 hectares. BMR Energy Chief Executive Officer Bruce Levy says under the MOU, the company will also explore other options from biomass, renewable, and other fuel sources to supply the electrical energy needed by the sugar refinery.
We're in Jamaica because it's really a great place to do business. We've been very excited about the way Jamaica has embraced our proposals and our willingness to do business here. It's filled with great natural resources. We're using wind now in St. Elizabeth, but there's solar energy all over the island, and there's a great opportunity to make use of that.
The following is a tip from the Plant Quarantine Branch in the Ministry of Industry, Commerce, Agriculture and Fisheries. Travelers to Jamaica are required to declare all agricultural products such as seeds, fruits, vegetables and ground provisions to prevent the introduction of pests such as insects, fungus, virus and mollusk that could threaten the agriculture sector and the environment. This declaration must cover all items carried in checked baggage and carry-on luggage as well as shipped items. That tip was brought to you by the Plant Quarantine Produce Inspection Branch.
The blood bank is always in need of blood. Give generously. The blood you give today may save your life tomorrow.
And now for our Jamaican saying of the day. If you have dog, fi bark for you. You don't need fi bark. Translation: if you have a dog to bark for you, there is no need for you to do any barking. Do you know what this means? The meaning for today's Jamaican saying is, if you have people to work for you, why do it yourself? A similar meaning is, those who can afford to engage manpower will do so. Be sure to listen to Calling Farmers for more Jamaican sayings and proverbs. That's it for today's program. I'm Andrewie James Sawyers with Studio Engineer Andre Sawyers, inviting you to join us again next time for another edition of Calling Farmers.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.